Buscas trabajo? Sherwin-Williams is looking for passionate bilingual professionals like you. Visit sherwin-williams.com/trabajos and search for open jobs now.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. And how does an 18-year-old who worked at Wendy's afford thousands of dollars in tactical gun gear? Another question emerging in all of this surrounds the shooter's ability to acquire very expensive high-end firearms such as Daniel Defense rifles, which are among the highest-priced ARs that can be purchased.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
The shooter reportedly owned two of these rifles, plus 375 rounds of 5.56 ammo, and when you throw all the magazines and red dot sights and lights in the gear, typically goes with a setup, you're looking at around $5,000 investment in all of this. Where did a poor kid who works at Wendy's come up with $5,000 to buy all this gear? He also reportedly drove a really nice car on top of that. Was he on somebody's payroll? I understand he didn't hardly know how to drive. Okay,
that's right.
4 years of being MK Ultra in the mental health system. It also appears that Ramos was brainwashed for 4 years in the local mental health system after being arrested in 2018 and charged with conspiracy to commit murder, according to Kansas.com. Two teens were arrested in 2018. One of them fits the profile of Ramos, and they make explicit threats to replicate the Columbine, Colorado shooting during this senior year. See, the problem of it is we have a renegade FBI. We have a renegade CIA. They've lost all credibility. We can't trust them anymore.
And you'd be a fool to trust them.
When the Democrats who love death, when they hate uniformed police officers, but they love the federal agents, why? Well, I've got a good article here because you've got some of the old federal agents before they're dropping dimes, okay, and they're coming out and they're blowing whistles on the fact that, well, for example, Mueller and all of this, they knew right from the beginning the corruption was 100% within the Justice Department. We'll get to that. Again, let me go back here. Again, we're talking, it looks like MK Ultra'd in the mental health system. Ramos would have been 14 at the time, as Kins5.com reports. In the press release, Uvalde Chief of Police Daniel Rodriguez said that a Morales Junior High School student 14 and a former Morales student 13 had specifically targeted numerous students in what they described as a plan to perform a mass casualty event against the school. A news pipeline explains more than in their story. The deep state had 4 years to get this one right, and they blew it. That was the purpose.
That was exactly right.
Yes.
Okay. They blew it with MKUltra written all over Uvalde, Texas massacre. In 2018, Uvalde student promised a 2022 school slaughter. At this May 3rd, 2018 story, Kansas 5 pointed out it appears they all knew about this kid's goals of carrying out a mass shooting, even pegging a future Uvalde, Texas school shooting to the year 2022, giving the deep state 4 full years to further train him and indoctrinate him. And there's a little doubt that he was groomed by professionals to carry out this carnage. There you go. Mm-hmm. And this, by the way, folks, this article here is out of Brighton News, and it's from the Natural News. Okay. Well, anyhow, then you get this hero, injured off-duty Border Patrol agent, shot and killed a mass murderer, Salvador Ramos. So he says he gets there, goes right in. He doesn't hesitate. So why? That means, well, he never got the memo, did he?
That's right.
He didn't get the memo.
That's right. That's right.
He did what he did what cops are supposed to do. He probably couldn't figure out why are these guys all standing around
right. And he went right in and did what they called him.
Okay. Now, Lisa's got an article. Should we let her do her article?
Okay. Senate Republicans blocked the domestic terrorism prevention bill on Thursday, pushed by the Democrats in the wake of the Buffalo shooting that killed 10 people. The Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act was passed in the U.S. House of Representatives last week, designed to, quote, establish new requirements to expand the availability of information on domestic terrorism and the relationship between domestic terrorism and hate crimes, unquote. The act seeks to create offices in the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Department of Homeland Security, and Department of Justice to monitor and track potential domestic terrorism threats. If signed into law by President Joe Biden, the bill would direct the FBI to assign a special agent at each field office to investigate hate crimes related to domestic terrorism. Federal agencies would also be required to produce biannual reports on white supremacy and neo-Nazi infiltration of federal, state, and local government enforcement agencies. The bill did not pass on the Senate floor in a 47-47 vote, as it failed to achieve the 60 votes needed. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer changed his vote from an aye to a no at the end in a procedural move, hoping to bring the bill back up again in the future, according to CNN.
Okay, so what? See, remember, they'll always do exactly the opposite of what's real.
Yes.
They're upside down, inside out, and backwards. Mm-hmm. Always keep your people confused. So who are they? Well, here you've got Merrick Garland, under the orders of Joe Biden, telling the FBI to go out and go after parents. Anyone who wants to, who's concerned about what their children are being taught in a public school, go mm-hmm. after these parents. Strike fear in their hearts, okay? And so here they're like KGB. They're worse than KGB agents, much worse than KGB agents. They used to be. See, I had years ago. I had friends that were FBI agents, and they could hold their head up. They could hold their head right up, and they were proud of what they were. Okay, what's going on? Okay, that's not us. All right, folks. Whenever all of these lights start flashing mm-hmm. in here, then you know one of the stations have gone offline, but it's not us. Anyhow, so here, and they, again, they meant, you know, to do good. Now, there's always been rogue agents in there. You know, remember the days sure. of Ted Gunderson, when Ted Gunderson, he was one of those that went after. He was a man of courage and honor and integrity, and he was over the FBI, over, you know, California, sure. Texas, and Arizona, Nevada, that whole area out there, New Mexico, Colorado, that was all he was the head. And he would tell me often about, you know, the problems he would have with rogue agents. But they were, at that time, they were a minority. Today,
yeah, so much few and far between.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Today it's not that way. The corruption starts right at the very, very top.
Yes.
And that's what's happening. And what's happening now is because when you have very, very corrupt people at the top, when they hire people like themselves. Mm-hmm. And this is where the corruption has gone so deep.
Sure, because you almost have to get rid of the entire agency if you're going to clean it up.
Right.
Yes.
Well, let's get into it. In fact, let me go here with this article here. More proof that corrupt special counsel Robert Mueller was working to protect Hillary Clinton. This is an article by J.D. Hayes that just came out today. When special counsel Robert Mueller was appointed by then Attorney General Jeff Sessions, to investigate the so-called collusion between then-President Donald Trump and Russia, a link that was fabricated by the campaign of Hillary Clinton, his probe was sold to the American people as a must-do kind of thing because we need transparency in the administration. From very day one, we told you this whole thing, folks, is a scam. This whole thing is as illegitimate, okay, as Hillary Clinton. We told you day one.
Yeah.
But in reality, after 18 months, After 18 months and tens of millions of dollars and several indictments of the Trump world figures that had nothing at all to do with Mueller's original mandate of find Trump-Russia collusion, the special counsel struggling with his own mental health issues like Joe Biden is now told Congress, essentially, no, we didn't find any link at all. Well, we knew that there was none from the beginning, and they did too. Now, just last week, another bombshell from the air dropped. Clinton's campaign manager, Robbie Mook, and I'm just amazed that he's still alive, okay? Robbie Mook testified in a trial involving Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman that Hillary personally signed off on leaking the lie that the Trump Organization was connected to the Kremlin-backed financial institute Alpha Bank via a secret back channel. In other words, Mook testified that not only was the claim a lie, but a lie known by Clinton, who authorized it to be leaked to the media. Now, see, what she did, okay, was totally illegal, what she did here. But she's Hillary.
Sure.
And so the problem of it is we don't have a Justice Department now. Now, Durham is doing the best job he can to bring the evidence, but you're bringing the evidence, okay, to Merrick Garland.
That's right.
Okay, now here. In fact, even the judge in this case have relatives that are working together, you know, going to the same school. I mean, this judge should have recused himself, but he won't.
But he won't, right.
Mm-hmm. Now, here we go on to say, who authorized the leak to the media, reports that eventually led to FBI probe as well, even though James Comey's bureau also knew that the claim was absolutely false. But wouldn't Robert Mueller's team, led by Dog Andrew Weissman, attack Dog, that guy is as crooked gets.
Yeah. Yes.
Have found out all of this out during the probe? No, they didn't. And why? Because they never interviewed Mook. And why? Well, we know why, because they all knew that the Trump-Russia collusion claim was a hoax to begin with. And if they had interviewed Mook, Mueller's team would have had to reveal that Clinton knew it too. The Clinton hoax is the key takeaway within the testimony of Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook during the Sussman trial. Of course, every intellectually honest people who watched the events unfold already knew that. However, the D.C. politicians, corrupt, crooked institutions of the DOJ, that's the Department of Judas, and the FBI, and the entire corporate media would have been pretending not to know the truth for almost 6 years. Now they are in a pretending pickle, right? Mr. Mook was legally forced to put the truth into the official record, ironically because the Clinton lawyers needed him to in order to save themselves. A stunned Jonathan Truly writes about the revelation here. Meanwhile, the journalists who received Pulitzer Prizes for pushing the manufactured Clinton lies that Mook now admits must avoid any mention of the testimony in order to maintain their pretending and not to know things position. Current special counsel John Durham dug and discovered. How's he staying alive?
Well, yeah. And isn't it funny how he just disappeared for a while with the whole Barr Durham connection there? The whole thing just nothing ever came of that stuff.
Well, I think God's got his hand on him. He's helping him out so far.
Yeah.
Yes.
Current special counsel John Durham dug and discovered the truth behind the origins of the Trump-Russia hoax via the trial of Sussman, who had been charged with lying to the FBI and telling an official he wasn't working on behalf of any client when he spread the lie through. He was working on behalf of Clinton campaign. And with each new revelation comes 1,000 I told you so's to a small group of congressional researchers, all Republicans who found the same evidence trail years ago. The Clinton campaign lying is politics. The Clinton campaign selling lies to the media is slimy, but nonetheless politics. The conservative Treehouse noted, the media pushes those lies only showcases how corrupt they are supporting their political allies. However, the Clinton campaign selling those lies to the FBI is a bit more problematic, thus the trial of Sussman. But having noted all of this, while also accepting the pretense of the lie, no one else has pointed out the obvious. How did Robert Mueller and Andrew Weissmann spend 2 years investigating Trump of Russia with a team of 19 lawyers, spent $40 million, and 40 FBI agents, 2,800 subpoenas, 500 search warrants, 500 witnesses, and not find out that Hillary Clinton created the hoax that they were investigating? I'll tell you what they weren't doing. They weren't listening to the radio because we were telling people from yes. day one, hey, this is all coming, this is what Hillary does from day one, day one, day one. There's only one answer. The Mueller probe was involved. Many of the same Justice Department and FBI officials who promoted the hoax in the first place was nothing but an operation to cover up the Department of Judas malfeasance. With that, it's important to note that our system isn't broken, folks. It's been corrupted by very, very bad people. You had an article, Randy?
Actually, there are a number of things here. But the thing that that I have here is the one on the 2,000 mules. The GOP has not mentioned 2,000 mule ballot and trafficking documentary proving 2020 election was stolen. They just don't care. And the interesting thing is it says the movie proved through geo-trafficking and video confirmation that Democrats used ballot trafficking to steal the 2020 election in a conspiracy that involved every single battleground state. It says, and we know from investigating Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips that roughly 7% of mail-in ballots in each state were trafficked. Without those stolen votes, Biden would not have won the election. He said, but it wasn't just the Democratic Party. The Republican Party has yet to post about the movie on their Twitter, Facebook pages. The GOP website does not mention the documentary at all. At a certain point, you start to realize that people who are supposed to be representing you aren't, and they really don't care. Obviously, the GOP would rather lose the election than confront the system, and the GOP is too busy celebrating Asian Pacific American Heritage Month.
And okay, Randy, now add two and two together. Look, if they go ahead and they promote that 2,000 mules, by the way, folks, we've got another order. We're temporarily out of them, but we've got a whole new shipment coming in of the 2,000, and so donations of we're asking donations of $60 or more because we really have to raise money to stay on the air. But now, you will send you one free. Now, here, Randy, you had all of these Republicans. You had Mike Pence. You had Tom Cotton. You had, I hate to say it, but Blackburn, okay?
Yeah.
You had all of these that did not stand with Trump, that did not stand with Trump. So now, here, if they promote 2,000 mules, they've got to look at that and say, you see, there's all the evidence, exactly the way Trump was telling us it was. And when the opportunity, when the time came for us to stand with him. We failed. And Mike Pence failed us. He failed America. He failed. They all failed.
Did you notice that the the voter GA is backing him now for president? There's a group in Georgia that have come out and backed Mike Pence for president. And my fear for the next election is that there are not enough angry people, and that we are well in danger of having the same thing happen in this next election that happened with the Trump election. And it's scary. It really, really is.
Well, we're going to be working against all the liberal-line mainstream media, that's for sure. But there's a growing patriot movement in the country. And one of the things the Democrats have done, they got down and dirty. What they've been doing, here, whistleblower reveals Michigan petition ringleader who allegedly gathered fraudulent ballots signatures for five GOP gubernatorial candidates being kicked off of ballot also worked for two current Dem members of Congress. So here what they went and did, they volunteered to collect signatures. Knowingly, they collected false signatures, and it worked. You got these people sure. kicked off. But the Democrats will do, there's no end to their corruptness. I mean, they just, you know, will do anything, okay? And so it's just completely and totally corrupt, huh? On Monday, five of the 12 Michigan GOP gubernatorial candidates, including the two top Republican gubernatorial candidates, former police Detroit police chief Craig and self-made billionaire Perry Johnson, and three other GOP candidates for governor, were found to have an insufficient number of signatures to be placed on the ballot in the August primary election. Gubernatorial candidates in Michigan must submit a whopping 15,000 signatures to be eligible to run for governor. So
that's interesting. And I have another one here, speaking of the fraud. There's shocking Georgia election crimes uncovered. 1.7 million ballot images illegally destroyed. And it says Voter GA is a nonprofit, partisan, tax-exempt organization created by coalitions of citizens working to restore election integrity in Georgia. And what it says is that in their press conference on Monday, Voter GA reported that they have identified more illegal actions from the 2020 election in the state. The team obtained admissions from 72 counties that all of the videos intended to monitor or drop boxes for the ballot election were destroyed. Voter GA voters made the determination by submitting open records required. Thus, video monitoring is missing for 181,507 cast ballots. It says digital ballot images are created automatically by the Dominion voting system for result tabulation. The team obtained admission from 56 counties that most or all of their ballot images were unavailable. A total of 1.7 million images were destroyed. According to the state and federal law, all election records must be retained. In fact, federal law requires a 22-month retention period for election records, which state law requires a 24-month retention period for election documents, and that are formally considered to include videos or electronic files. And that's like basically the end of it. But my point is that they've destroyed the elections 2 weeks after the election, the ballots, 2 weeks after the election. How amazing is that?
Yeah, it is. Yes. Well, according to the whistleblower here, this a fellow named Sean Wilmoth was behind this whole scam to get these guys to go out and volunteer and then get fraudulent signatures so they would not be able to go.
Yeah, that's why, you know, once again, going back to 2,000 mules, I think everybody should see that. And the fact that they're suppressing the existence of it, it should be a red flag that you really need to get it.
Not only should everybody see it, we want to give Salem a heads up for promoting it. They stood by themselves out there.
Yeah.
And all the woke corporations and all the so-called these phony fact checkers, they're as phony kids, okay? That are coming out and saying this wasn't right. That's a lie. This guy had all D'Souza, all his ducks in order. And that film is dynamite, folks.
D'Souza's an excellent guy his whole career is based on this kind of stuff.
And we were one of the first people to put him on the radio when he first got started years ago.
Right? Yeah, because he does a bang up job on anything that he goes after. He does.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, folks, you need to show this in your church. We've showed it in our church several times already.
Yeah.
You need to show it in your church. You folks that are ordering these 2,000 mules, you got it. It's our chance to get the truth out to the people. We got to do everything we can because, again, we're up against the mainstream liberal lying media, the whole Antichrist world system. Anyhow, go ahead, Little Lisa.
Okay, meanwhile, one of the stars of TLC's 19 Kids and Counting, Josh Duggar, was sentenced to 12 years in prison after he was convicted on several child porn charges. According to USA Today, Judge Timothy Brooks sentenced Duggar Wednesday in Northwest Arkansas, compromising between prosecutors' requests for 20 years and the defense team's five-year ask for the sexual deviance sentencing The complete sentence from Judge Brooks was 151 months and a $10,000 fine. Dugger must also participate in a sex offense-specific treatment program. In December, a jury found the 34-year-old guilty of receiving and possessing child pornography. The child pornography was discovered on computers kept inside his car, and he previously admitted and apologized for sexually abusing four of his own sisters and a family babysitter who were also stars of the TLC reality show.
Okay, now here's the thing, right? This guy, you know, he messed up. There's no doubt about that, okay? But the prosecutors wanted 20 years for him, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
If he was to go to D.C., run for Congress as a Democrat, that would up his stock.
Yes.
It would be a slam dunk.
Uh-huh.
Because pedophilia is so rampant amongst the Democratic Communist Party. It's just totally rampant.
Yes.
Well, if you look at Brown that just got on the Supreme Court, she kind of built her career on reducing sentences for drug dealers and child porn and all of that stuff. She did that a number of times.
Now here's one of their hero Democrats, actor Kevin Spacey, charged in the UK over sex attacks, assaulted three men. Now here he did that here, and he left here, went over there.
Went to England, yeah.
Actor Kevin Spacey was charged in the United Kingdom for four sex attacks against three men. The Oscar-winning actor, 62, was charged with counts of sexual assault and one other sex offense. Is due now. He's a hero, and in the Democratic Party, this raises his stock. This raises his stock within the collective. All counts were allegedly carried out between 2005 and 2013 on men who are now aged in their 30s and 40s. Four of their charges were said to have taken place in London, and one was in Gloucestershire. Rosemary Ansley, head of the CPS Special Crime Division, said that CPS has authorized criminal charges against Kevin Spacey, 62, for four counts of sexual assault against the men. He'll get off. All you got to do.
They'll love him. It'll rise his stock in Hollywood. Now I got another one here about the baby formula. FDA commissioner claims there's no baby formula shortage. It's just a quote distribution problem. Biden's FDA doctor Robert Califf, but on Monday said there's no baby formula shortage. It's just a distribution problem. 25 states have a 40 to 50% of baby formulas out of stock. In five states, over 50% of baby formulas out of stock. And the Biden FDA shut down a very large formula plant 3 months ago. The firm was investigated for causes of the death of four babies that used the formula, and none of these were substantiated. So Biden, however, has no problem distributing the hard-to-come-by baby formula to the border facilities.
All right, we're going to open the phone lines at 888-677-9673. Here, what I was telling you about, here you go. I got two former Comey FBI General Counsel James Baker now works at Twitter and was a member of the National Task Force on the Election Crisis. And can he really be trusted? Absolutely no, he cannot be. When Durham asked him why didn't he give him this information, the lawyer, Hillary's lawyer, why didn't you give me that information? You had that information. He said, because he's a friend of mine. Yeah.
I'm sure that flew, too.
You know? Yeah. Here you go. Attorney James Baker was at the heart of Deep State's attempted coup of President Donald Trump, removal from office. He worked for James Comey in the FBI. He joined the Twitter and was involved in the 2020 election is a member of the little-known National Task Force on Election Crisis. Based on all this, can he be trusted? Absolutely not. James Baker was Comey's general counsel at the FBI. He was on every discussion and cunning calculations. TGP wrote him numerous times, but Baker at times appeared to be willing to talk. Representative Meadows calls for Rosenstein to resign immediately following James Baker testimony. He plotted to oust Trump from office. All right, we're gonna. I'm gonna stop there. We'll be back right after this.
In the mountains up near Sandpoint, north of Naples, Idaho, eagles gathered there together to guard the truth so you might know. Down the road that followed Deep Creek, at the turn that crossed the bridge, federal marshals had the roadblock to mark the siege of Ruby Ridge. There the armies of the enemy slayed your bride and only son, nearly killed your close companion when the shrapnel pierced his lung. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. On that evening, late one August, you were forced to take your stand there to strangers as they trespassed, drew first blood on private land. Governor Andrus, back in Boise, let the enemy tell him lies, and from his anti-Christ decision, Sam and Vicky lost their lives. Federal agents, U.S. Marshals, and FBI men stormed the hill, all on false, fictitious charges, given orders shoot to kill. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. Though the armies of the enemy may surround us in the night, there's a host of heavenly angels hovering near, ready to fight. We stand with you, Randy Weaver. We are proud to call you friend, as we gather here together to stand beside you till the end. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is.
All right, we are back. And, you know, Lon Horoscia, he was the same one who killed Vicky. He shot him. But he was also there at Waco when the little kids were running out of the fire. They were going out there to shoot them, too. John McTiernan, the co-chair for Cops for Christ, national and international, you guys started Cops for Christ. What words do you have for these FBI agents? John, and we were asking earlier, what were federal agents doing there so quickly? Tell us about what took place, John.
Well, Pastor Ernie, I'm sorry I'm late, but I'm here. And I'm talking about what happened in Texas there at the school. Pastor Ernie, I can't explain to you. I'm bewildered. I don't know where to start. That school has constant lockdowns because of illegal aliens. They had 48 lockdowns. Because of illegal aliens, the shootout. So they're used to locking down, Pastor Ernie. The shootout started 12 minutes before he went into the school.
Yeah,
shooting at everything. 12 minutes. They didn't lock the school down. The door was wide open. He was firing at the school, walking towards it. It was wide open, Pastor Ernie. He went in there. What happened when he went in there? I'm not sure. I think he was confronted by an unarmed someone in the school. That they're not. I'm not getting much report on. He went in there, and then the police were in the area. So the police went in there, and they there was a shootout with him, and they ran outside, and they wouldn't go back in because they didn't have any body armor. Apparently now, that the reason why it's happening. Well, yeah, they said no body armor, so the police started to come from all over, body armor, and the they had AR-15s and all, and they wouldn't go in. They stood outside for like 40 minutes, and the parents were coming, and the parents were getting upset. They could hear gunfire inside. We don't know the reports are they don't know exactly when all the kids were killed, but apparently they weren't killed right away. And we hear about 19 dead, but there were 17 wounded. So the parents are trying to get back in, and the from what I'm hearing now, the U.S. Marshals were there. The sheriff was there. The local sheriff deputies were there. The local police were there. They were doing all sorts of things to the parents to keep them away and their kids. The parents are hollering, go in there, save our kids, let us go in. The parents were going to go in unarmed. Pastor Ernie, I've never, it was bad with that incident there in Florida a couple years back. I can't, and Columbine did the same thing. They didn't go in Columbine. But this was a complete 100% breakdown in law enforcement and also the school authorities. Or maybe they weren't notified. They didn't hear the shootout. I don't know. But they didn't lock the doors. He walked right into school.
Well, you know, there was a lot more going on than.
Let me tell you what happened. So there is the Border Patrol has a special SWAT team. So 40 minutes later, the Border Patrol comes, and one of the leader of the Border Patrol had been off that day, but he heard it, and he comes running to the battle. They get there. In like 2 minutes, they decide a battle plan. They rush the place. They bust the door open where he was. The lead Border Patrol agent was shot through his hat, right grazing his skull. I saw pictures of it. He needed like stitches in his skull. A bullet came right along the top of his skull. He missed being killed by a quarter of an inch or something. And he shot it out with him and killed him. So the police are there for 40 minutes doing nothing. And the Border Patrol comes. And within minutes, they're in the place shooting it out with him and kill him.
Okay, so the Border Patrol didn't get the memo, right? The stand down look. I'm going to read you this and you comment. How does an 18-year-old who worked at Wendy's afford thousands of dollars worth of tactical gun gear? All the stuff that he had ended up costing around $5,000, okay, with the body armor. Where did the poor boy who works at Wendy's come up with the $5,000 to buy the gear? He also reportedly drove a really nice car on top of that. There were some people who said he didn't know how to drive very well, okay. He was on somebody's payroll. He was on somebody's payroll. So here you go, and listen to this. 4 years of being MK-Ultra'd in the mental health system. It also appears that Ramos was brainwashed for 4 years in the local mental health system. After being arrested in 2018 and charged with conspiracy to commit murder, according to Kensis5.com, and that's KENS.5.com, two teens were arrested in 2018. One of them fits the Ramos profile. They were explicit threats to replicate Columbine, Colorado shooting during the senior year. Ramos would have been 14 at the time at KNS.5. In the press release, Uvalde Chief Police Daniel Rodriguez said that a Morales Junior High School student, 14, and a former Morales student, 13, had specifically targeted students in what they described as a plan to perform a mass casualty event against that school. Anusa, All News Pipeline explains more in this story. The deep state had 4 years to get this one right, and they still blew it with MKUltra written all over the Uvalde, Texas massacre in 2018. Uvalde student promised 2022 school slaughter. At this May 3rd of 2018, Kinsey pointed out it appears that they all knew about the kids' goals of carrying a mass shooting, even pegging a future Uvalde, Texas school shooting to the year of 2022, giving the deep state 4 full years to train him and indoctrinate him. And there's little doubt that he was groomed by professionals to carry out this carnage. What do you think?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I mean, I heard the same thing, only I didn't hear it definite. I heard there were, those two were arrested, 14 and 13. Their names were withheld because they were juveniles, but they were like, really nothing happened to them.
Yeah,
they
I know.
They were sent back to school with all these threats of shooting up the school. Amazing, amazing, Pastor Ernie. But who ordered the police to stand down and why? Or were they absolute cowards afraid to go in? I mean,
well, let me ask you this, because you were a federal cop for many years. Why were the feds there?
I don't know why Border Patrol was there, because it was very close to the border. That town is very close to the border. And in fact, I told you today, I read where they had closed that school down 48 times because of illegal aliens being on the grounds, and they had to close the school down.
But it looked like those that were slamming the parents to the ground were federal marshals.
The one I saw sheriffs there. Did you watch the video, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Some of them I couldn't distinguish. They weren't dressed like local police. They could have been marshals. But the sheriff of that county was definitely sheriff deputies were definitely there, and they tasered parents, they had them on the ground, they handcuffed them, they were standing outside, and the parents could hear what was going on inside. Something is absolutely radically wrong, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what Mike Adams over there at Bridenton.com says.
Pastor Ernie, the law enforcement has learned through the years, and their doctrine now is if this happens, the first one there, whoever is the first there, goes in. You can't do any figuring, because the killing usually takes place, you know, right away when they go in there with the guns, they're shooting away. So you can't. It's like, you know, you're called in law enforcement to do this. I mean, you may have to give up your life. And if you don't want to do it in situations like this, then you shouldn't be there. But those two cops that went in there, they should have shot it out with him to the end. And they didn't. They came back out, and the other cops wouldn't go in. Well, they were ordered to stand down, one or the other. But when you saw that picture, did you see how they were armed?
Yeah, I did.
That video.
Yeah.
I mean, they were fully armed with bulletproof vests, AR-15s, bandoleros of ammo.
And they stood out there for 20 minutes, you know, with that way.
40 minutes.
Well, 40 altogether, but I'm talking about the ones that were arrived with all of the equipment. Instead of going in, doing like, and the parents were screaming, rush them, go in there, save our children. Do you think we're going to have some big-time lawsuits coming up on this?
Oh, I wish some of them would go to jail, Pastor Ernie. They never go to jail on things like this. Well, I don't know if any of those shooting, the kids shooting. You know, the FBI and that one in Florida, I can't remember the name of it. But the FBI was tipped off at the...
Was that Parkman?
Say that again, Pastor Ernie.
Parkman?
No, it was a Spanish name. Cruz, was it? Cruz? I can still see.
Yeah, Cruz was the shooter in the Parkman shooting.
Yeah, that school was Parkman,
yeah.
Parkman, yeah. It was known he was going to go in and shoot up the school. And the FBI was tipped off, I believe it, three times. I know it was several times. And they never contacted the local police. They never did.
There you go, my friend.
You you are right, Pastor Ernie. Where did he get the money? Because he was 18 in this month. It was this month, and he bought the guns. They were listing the guns. One of them was Daniel Defense, which is a top line gun, and they, I would say, price wise, they go from $1,200 to $1,500. And then he had another one, and they're at least $600, $700, $800. So right there, you're talking about easily over $2,000. Then he had a special scope, Pastor Ernie, that's $700, I would say, $600 to $800. So now we're talking about $3,000.
Then he had body armor.
And the body armor, and then he had hundreds and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. So you're right. I would say, right around $4,000.
When they estimated $5,000, the equipment would be was
okay.
Worth.
That's fair. I mean, who knows what else he had? You know, that's a fair four. I would say definitely four at the low end, and up higher. So where did he get it, Pastor Ernie? Where did he get that money?
Well, we're at a time, John, where you had, I think it was the president of El Salvador just came out and made a statement that America, the most powerful country in the whole world, is declining very quickly. She's going down because she's being destroyed from within. And then Donald Trump, the legitimate president of the United States, the real president, came out and said this country is headed towards a civil war because what Biden wants to do is, he wants to take away all of our freedoms, and he wants to reduce us to third world status, take our property and everything, and people aren't going to put up with it. And I think they're both right. I don't think this country can survive under Biden much longer in the communist control. So now we're watching. We talked about all kinds of things that are taking place with voter fraud. This morning, myself, I was at a meeting, and in fact, all three of us here were,
yes,
with the Board of Elections. There's so much corruption out there, unbelievable, and we'll be talking more about that. But the country is going down so fast, moral. And I keep hearing these people saying, well, there's nothing we can do. Well, God's Word, the Bible, he tells us, 2 Chronicles 7:14, it's not complicated. If this country would, and in the past we've had revival. We've had revival in the past. You could do that. But you know what? The problem is people out there, they don't believe in God anymore. They don't believe in God anymore.
Or they're in the pulpit, Pastor Ernie, and they're powerless. They're absolutely powerless. They don't have the fear of God. They don't understand God's holiness. Do they have the Word of God, Pastor Ernie? Who knows what they have? They claim is the Bible.
You being a chaplain, I'm going to have you give the invitation here. But before you do that, I want you to talk to these FBI agents. You were the founder of Cops for Christ, and all those years we worked, and years ago having you on, we had a lot of police officers who were working with Cops for Christ. But what do you have to say? I would say to these FBI, it's not like it used to be back in the old days, and you were there when you saw it starting going bad. There used to be, you could have, be blessed, and not be ashamed. You could hold your head up high back in the old days, just like what you did. But that's changed, and you made the point of why that the people that are appointing the new agents appoint agents like themselves. What would tell them what they need to do? Because are they going to get by on God? Are they going to be able to lie and get away with it with God? They can do it with the Department of Justice because it's totally corrupted. But God's Word, the Bible, tells them to repent or what?
Well, perish, Pastor Ernie.
Well, go ahead and tell them what they need to do, John.
Well, from my position in looking at this, Pastor Ernie, the federal agents, from the whole gamut of them, more than the FBI, that we're dealing with political power that is the enemy of the American people, that they are not, that isn't America first now. They belong to what's called the New World Order. They have a completely different agenda. They are not following the Constitution of the United States, and they're using federal law enforcement in many ways to strong-arm, bully, intimidate real Americans that want to stand up for this country and the people. So they're going to have to make a decision and look at it. Just look what I said. Look what you're being told to do and what the government's doing. Look what the Constitution says and what the American, what's happening to the American people. And are you going to be the brown shirts of America now? It sears your conscience to be involved in things that are being perpetrated on us now. So you have to stand up or quit. That's the way I look at it, Pastor Ernie. There's really no gray area in it. Can you go along with it? And I couldn't, if I would not be able to be on the job today, Pastor Ernie, for what I see, what I know compared to the way it was when I was an agent. I didn't have to face anything like what's being, the agents have to face today. They are being used as strong arms for an agenda, for a political politics that's not out for America. You know, and Pastor Ernie, as I'm going on this, I want to ask the agents, look at the open border. Why in the world would the American government allow an open border like this? Why? Because they're out to destroy us.
Our military is standing down. We're being invaded.
Yeah. We're being invaded. And it's open spigot, no end in sight. Why? Because they hate America, and it's one of their methods for destroying the process of destroying America. The cities, what happened to the cities? And they don't care that the citizens are being, there's murders and everything happening in these major cities. They've turned them into lawlessness. Why? It's a way to destroy America. So it's sad, Pastor Ernie, but when you look at the big picture, in every facet, they're moving to destroy this nation, Pastor.
Well, one of the things that I'm seeing with everything that's happening, to me, it's absolute evidence of the Lord's soon return. Things are happening so quickly. We're exactly where the Bible says we would be in the days of sorrow, and that's where we're going. So, you know, our job is to run to this battle, not like what they did there at the school, to run away. We need to run to this battle. We need to run to this battle. This is it. Don't be afraid of dying. Everybody's going to die. All right? Okay. And so you want to place up your crowns in heaven. This is the time when you get it done, when you take the field. So we're about out of time. How much time do I have left? Okay, John, we're down to about 30 seconds. You got 10 seconds. Go ahead, 10 seconds.
Yeah, real quick. When I watched what happened at that school and those parents out there crying, trying to storm, that's it, Pastor Ernie. We can never let that happen again. I don't care what it takes. We can never be shut down and have this happen again.
Okay.
We got to stand up again.
John, we're out of time. Good. God bless. Good night. And always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and LO1 series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, and Z-series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit GoKubota.com for a dealer near you.